Dallas County Democrat Chairman Angry Over GOP Midterm Convention, Culture of Hate and Racism. By Hannah Knudsen on September 9, 2026. Dallas County Democratic Party Chairman Cardell Coleman said Republicans are showing their culture of hate and racism as they hold their midterm convention in Dallas, Texas, over the next 2 days. The convention is underway, kicking off Wednesday, September 9 and spanning until Thursday, September 10. Coleman said during Wednesday's press conference that Democrats are poised to let everyone in America know why this moment is so important in Dallas County. We are not confused about exactly what's happening here. I want to give you a little grounding and let you know exactly what's been happening in Dallas County. Coleman began, accusing the Trump administration of sowing confusion. Many of you saw just in our recent primary the type of confusion that this administration wanted to sow in our elections. I believe that they're working or cooking up some similar idea at a convention or pep rally like this of how they can confuse our elections again, he said, failing to provide examples. Dallas County is a solidly blue county. They have decided to hold a convention in a county that they cannot win. We are the second largest county in the state of Texas, and they've not won it in 20 years. We don't plan to let that majority go just yet. We are over 75% Democratic in Dallas County. And so this is, as we talk about what's happening. I want the members of the media and those of you who are watching to understand exactly who we are and what we believe in a place like this, Coleman continued. You've heard the term a tale of two cities. I want to offer you a tale of two cultures, he said, accusing Republicans of being hateful and racist without providing any actual examples. What you'll see at the RNC is the culture of hate, culture of division, fear-mongering, racism, and every other ism that exists, he claimed. But what you'll see in Dallas County as you talk to these leaders or stop by any of the events that we're planning counter to this is a culture of love, a culture of hope, a culture of restoration. As James Tallarico would say, loving your neighbor. He continued, you'll see folks gathering food to support individuals who cannot afford food and feed themselves. You'll see volunteers at our offices making phone calls and calling their neighbors and letting them know exactly what's at stake this election cycle. You'll see individuals who are block walking and in making donations and making sure that Texas is remaining the blue beacon that it needs to be. Not just in our larger counties but all across the state of Texas. And we'll make sure that we do that together with these leaders and the help of the members of the media who can help us tell the story and amplify who we are. We are a solidly blue county. We welcome you to shine a light exactly on what we are doing here, and we thank you all so much for being here. Notably, while Texas has Democrat enclaves, the Lone Star State as a whole is a red state that has voted Republican in every presidential election in the last 50 years, including for President Donald Trump in 2016, 2020, and 2024. Democrat Texas Senate candidate James Tallarico, one of the stars for Democrats in Texas, recently made waves after denying that Jesus is the only way to truth, asserting that other religious paths can lead individuals to the same truth. Islam and Christianity, he said, provide equal pathways to truth.